Blog Talk Radio.
Co-Zone. I am your diva, Miss Coco Valentine, and I want to welcome you inside the Co-Zone here on Rainbow Radio.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That's right, everyone. Welcome. You are inside the Co-Zone, and I'm your diva, Miss Coco Valentine, and I want to welcome you inside a very special edition of the Co-Zone. It is my final show with y'all tonight, and I just want to sit here and thank y'all before we get started for tuning in with me here. It was the first Monday of every month on Rainbow Radio, and I couldn't have done it without all of y'all, so thank you, and this show is for all of you. Tonight, we do have a very special show. One of my favorite divas is in the house tonight, Miss Monroe Fitzgerald. We have a special little girl talk chit chat edition of Diva Diaries here when we come back from a music break in a second. I'm also super excited because I have my best friend Victoria and my favorite queen, London, London Manchester. I'm going to bring them both on later. We're going to talk about how absolutely fantastic, amazing, everything under the stars Lady Gaga was this Sunday when we saw her in concert. I haven't told London anything about it, so we're going to catch up later. I'll give you the inside scoop. I'll have my best friend. We're going to get to Monroe Fitzgerald after this music break, so sit back, hang tight.
Check it once, then I check it twice. Oh!
you just made me do. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dream. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dream. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me.
Inside the Co-Zone. I'm your diva, Miss Coco Valentine, and you are in the Co-Zone. Look, if y'all missed the little intro, we have got a great show tonight. I have one of my favorite divas that we're about to chat with, and then later on, I have some inside scoop from our Gaga concert experience with my best friend and my best diva friend, I mean, queen friend, whatever you are, London. But for now, we are going to jump right into things. Everyone, out there in the Co-Zone, please welcome Miss Monroe Fitzgerald.
Hey.
How are you?
That's awesome.
Monroe.
I got applause. I love that. Hello, friends.
All about
hello,
the applause.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Coco. This is awesome.
I know, right? I'm so pumped that you are with us. I cannot wait. So, let me just tell everyone, first of all, Monroe is, like, one of my favorite divas ever. Like, I love her to death. I mean, you just slay the game, honestly. And
thank you.
I'm super excited to have you here and kind of tell everyone about your diva experience. And hopefully it sparks a little bit of divaness inside those out there. So if you want to jump right on into things and tell us about how you got started in the diva art form.
Absolutely. So I started, funny enough, I actually came to a show in Nashville at our local drag bar, Play Dance Bar, and two people sought me out, and they were like, hey, this is crazy, we're strangers, don't be alarmed, we just want to tell you that you're amazing and you're beautiful, and I think that you'll be great at this thing called diva. And I was like, hold up, wait a minute, I'm not Beyonce, I'm confused. And they started to tell me about, you know, what it means to be a diva and that there is a platform for female drag queens now. And, it, you know, of course, in Nashville, it's called diva. And, you know, some of the national pageantry systems, it's also called diva. So that's what I ran with. And I just got my start there and kind of took that home and sat on it for a little while in college. And I began performing the summer of my junior year of college in a little divey bar in a local show and kind of got my feet wet there and then got a little courage and did a pageant called the Tennessee Diamond Diva Pageant. And lo and behold, I won. And that kind of started me out. And then Jordan Allen convinced me to audition for Play Dance Bar's cast. And I did, and I got on with a little tap number, and everyone was totally blown away because they were like, what? You did a tap number for a drag audition? You're crazy. And I was
that's
like, well,
I
yeah,
love
hello,
Fitzgerald.
That's me. and that's kind of it. That's history. I've been performing at Play Dance Bar since I started how many ever years ago? 3.5, 4 years ago? And just haven't looked back, haven't took a breath.
Yeah, and so you're in Nashville, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And I feel like kind of like our Southern roots, it's kind of difficult to branch out there and do something completely different. But seeing, I feel like, you know, these Southern states, I think Tennessee is a little Southern, if you want my opinion.
It is. Oh, yeah.
It's great to see them, you know, be open to this whole new experience.
Oh, definitely. You know, Jameson St. James and Q-Tip Chanel were the first divas that performed at Play Dance Bar, and they really paved the way for us. And, you know, it's not been an easy road necessarily. There's definitely been a lot of growth and changes, not only aesthetically, but also kind of with the idea itself, what is a diva? And, of course, I'm going to throw some other terms in there just because why not? You know, a lot of people are throwing around the word bio queen, hyper queen, faux queen, femme queen, burlesque queen, even diva queen. I've heard that a couple of times. Whatever your label may be, you know, whether you are a female queen, whether you are female bodied, cisgendered, transitioned, it doesn't matter. I think the idea that another kind of drag queen has emerged and is making their way in history, I think that's really the important thing for Nashville to focus on, and not just Nashville, really, really nationally, and you know, really globally, that the drag art is really evolving so much that it's not even a comment on gender or hyper gender anymore. It's not really a caricature of that. It's just really art itself. So that in itself has been such an amazing thing to watch grow in Nashville, and we are not there yet, but we are getting there, and that is something to really look forward to, and a reason for me to keep plowing away here and helping out our girls, our local girls. So it's really exciting. I love Nashville. I'm so happy that it's my home, and I love Play Dance Bar. Shout out.
Preach, sis. Preach. Get that shout out in.
Yeah.
And, you know, on the topic of, you know, people saying diva, queens, faux queen, let me give you the opportunity to tell the children about Miss Bio work.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I competed in the first ever, I don't want to say necessarily just cisgendered female-bodied, but it is for non-traditional, I say that with like air quotes, drag queens who wanted to do an online pageant. The work.com sponsored it. And it was myself and I believe six other queens, some of them non-binary, some of them cisgendered, some of them kind of genderqueer. So all of the mix, which is really, really awesome. And it was really my first experience working with some different, you know, some people from different backgrounds, which is really amazing. It really opened my eyes up to a lot, a whole, whole lot. I have so much respect for that and for their journeys. And it was, we had a theme presentation, which was really fun. It was Gem and the Holograms. We did an Anything Goes talent where I revived my Nicki Minaj-inspired Cinderella talent that I took to a UK pageant. Yeah.
Love that. One of my favorites.
Yeah, girl. And then I also, we did a lip sync, pure lip sync talent, and I kind of showed my spookier, ookier side. I did Sail and a little bit of kind of some funky choreography, little funky look that I had inspired for that. And then, of course, gown. Everybody's got to have a gown category, so rocked that out with something that I had prepared for Youth of A as well. And then we had a question and answer. So it was a pretty easy, straightforward weekly submissions. I had an amazing editing team, D-Visions, the editing team that I worked with on everything. And I honestly, I'll tell you, Coco, and I remember us talking at US of A, I did the BioWork pageant because I felt like I'd lost faith in myself a little bit after the whole US of A experience. And coming home and being a little disheartened, as you are, when you work really hard for something and things just don't turn out the way, you know, that's life. So I came home a little disheartened and decided that this was going to mean me getting back up on the horse. And I just was like, hey, you know, this is going to be really great marketing. this is going to put my name to a new audience, which is what I really need right now. I just want to get my art out there in a new way. And I was not in any way, shape, or form expecting to win anything. I was like, I'm going to roll in at like last place, and that's totally fine because these queens, they're killing it. And I won. I'm to this day, like now, I still don't know how I won. But I did, so, you know, the drag gods were smiling down on me. And it's really changed the course of my drag career, to be honest. I have work.com to thank so much for giving me that refocus and that rejuvenation that I needed to see that, you know, it's not just one, there's not just one path to take in this art form. So I suggest to anyone out there who's listening, if you feel like you've kind of lost your way a little bit, if you feel like, you know, maybe traditional pageantry just isn't for you, or maybe it is for you and you don't necessarily feel super challenged or none of the above, all of the above, an online pageant really is an amazing experience. Even if you come in last place, whatever, you know, you're getting your name out there and you're trying new things. So it was awesome for me. I love the work.com family. You know, I've got to go to DragCon because of it. Went to the Austin International Drag Festival and did some work for them there. So, I mean, I have nothing but, like, amazing things to speak of for work.com. So, yeah, it was great. It was so great. Couldn't say enough.
Well, and, you know, I feel like, you know, on that note of putting yourself out there, you know, whether it's thinking you're going to win the pageant or, you know, whatever, if I come in last place, of just getting your name out there and really making those connections. I saw, yeah, you went to DragCon. Yes, love the cone head look, fave.
Thank you.
The Austin, fave. I love the cone heads. That was my fave. How was Austin International Drag Festival? I mean, that
was, oh my gosh, it was
what
so
a great honor.
Cool. I was so floored. I didn't really know what to expect. My partner, Trey Alizé, and I, of course, Trey, shout out to him. He won King Me, so he was there representing King Me, which is filming its second season now, which is really fun. Sorry, plugging him and King Me. and we went, and we just didn't really know what to expect, except, you know, we knew that obviously we were going to have shows that we were going to perform in. We were going to speak at some panels, and that was really it. So we were very open-minded, and gosh, it blew us away. Amazing venues, just amazing interactions. And I will say this, because I did have the experience pretty quickly after DragCon. DragCon was really awesome in a sense that it was very much what you expect. It's just quick, fast, go, lots of lines. It's kind of, I would kind of like say it's Disney World for drag teams and queens and anything in between, a lot, and lots of lines and very mainstream. Whereas the Austin International Drag Festival was very one-on-one. One of my biggest role models, Milk, I actually just walked up to her and was like, hey, can I interview you? And she was like, absolutely. And, you know, that wouldn't have happened.
Wow.
I saw her at DragCon, and she had a queue line that was about 4 hours long. So, you know, it just,
wow,
it was so different. And I got to hear her story and, like, how she started out. And if this is her and many other queens that I admire and kings that I admire as well. And the opportunities that not just myself and Trey, but a lot of other performers getting that opportunity to perform in different venues and really make connections. It was just very, like, what the root and heart of drag is and was, you know, that, like, dark, smoky bar, one-on-one connection that started this whole craze. It really got back to that. So I have Jamie, who's the owner of the festival. We really have him to thank for it because, man, he put in so much work and so much money. I couldn't say enough good things. Everyone should go. Everyone should submit. I didn't think I was going to get in. Trey didn't think he was going to get in. And then we just submitted our videos, and lo and behold, we got in, and there's a lot of other entertainers who got in that didn't think they would either. So that in itself, what a, you know, what a testament, really letting newer entertainers in their lineup to get to meet all these people. So it was so great. I can't wait to go back next year.
Oh, that is so amazing.
Yeah.
I saw from pictures and, posted, people were Snapchats, the whole nine yards. Like you said, it really did look like it was close and intimate. And I think that's really important for us performers and people who admire what we do, is to keep having those interactions, no matter how big or small you might become. Because, look, somewhere out there, someone's looking up to you. And I never thought that I would get to meet the people I would by just doing pageants or putting yourself out there. So props to you, Monroe. You are doing it.
Thank you. And I'll say, just one more quick thing about it. Like you said, you never know who is looking up to you. And it really is, it speaks true, because there were even a few people that came up to me at this huge festival and were like, oh my gosh, you're Monroe Fitzgerald. And I was like, hold up, wait a minute. This is not how this goes. Like, I'm supposed to be like, oh my gosh, you're so-and-so. So it's crazy. And it's just so inspiring when you meet someone that you've looked up to, and they really are just another human, and they're humble. And, my drag mom says this, and it cracks me up. She's like, we all put on our pads the same way, honey. And as drag queens, we really do. We're all in this struggle together. We're all famous to each other, but, ask some Joe on the street who milk is, and maybe they'll just say, I don't know what's in my fridge. So keeping that kind of like down to earth, humble, fun sense of it all, I think it really helps. And that really is what that festival was all about. And now I'll shut up about it.
Monroe, you're literally describing how I'll be real cheesy for a second. That's how I felt when I saw you at Nationals. I was like, oh my God, that's Monroe Fitzgerald. Oh my God, got to go introduce myself. And that's total role reversal right there. But, in our new expression, our newly found widespread, whatever you want to call it, place of expression that divas get, we really do need those role models. And, look, just talking to a few of the girls that, so it's my give up as Miss Louisiana US of A Diva this Friday. And just talking to some of the contestants that are coming through, like, it really is great to know that there are humans out there like you that are keeping the diva form alive and well by being those role models to everyone. So thank you.
Yeah, I think it's really important. And I'll say this too, that it is so important, and especially, and I don't want to bring up politics because, gross, but like in this political environment where there's just so much heat constantly about sexual assault and, women's place in politics and all of this negative energy just swarming and swarming, I feel like women are constantly defending themselves. And that we have this art form where we can be these powerful, strong, independent, sexual, empowered beings is such a slap in the face to all of that negativity, and is such a reward personally and in the rest of our community. You see one empowered woman and 10 other women feel empowered from it, and they take that empowerment and they spread it to 10 more women, and it's just this huge movement. And I think that is why divas and, hyper queens and bio queens, faux queens, femme queens, blah, 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 whatever, I'm a drag queen, I just don't have certain parts, we'll just call it that. But I think that's why this movement is so strong and fast, is that we as women, we feel so empowered, and we just can't wait to share it. And, it just takes one number, one performance, one picture for us to empower one of our sisters. Pleasure, it's a joy, it's an honor. I feel like it's a responsibility for me now to keep empowering women, because that's what I started out as. Little baby Monroe, you know, junior in college was saying, I want to do this because I want to heal myself sexually and I want others to feel how happy and how healed I feel. So it is my responsibility now because I've done that. I feel like I have really found a new version of me, and it's my responsibility now to give this gift to anyone who wants it, you know, for me to empower women and to educate them and say, hey, you can do this. If this is the kind of thing you're into, let me tell you how you can take whatever you're feeling inside and channel it into a positive way. So I'm honored, totally honored.
Ooh, preach, sister, preach to the choir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it. Like, I'm telling you. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just glad that this is recorded. We can go back and listen to this again because that's going to be that's going to be my pump up song right there, Monroe Fitzgerald, on my December 6th Cozone show. Pump up music right there.
Yes. I mean, really though, it's my heart, and to be honest, you know, the glitz and the glam and all of that is great. It's great. I love it. I can't say I don't love it. Of course, everybody wants the spotlight. But more so than that, like I said, you know, I started out that I was going to use this platform for empowerment and for healing. And that is really at my core what keeps me going, is that I have this opportunity to really send this message out to other young women. So it's my joy.
And what a fabulous outlet it is.
Yeah.
Look, I have never experienced something like this. I grew up being a classically trained dancer, and, you know, I was in Mardi Gras balls down here in the South. And, you know, the glitz and the glamour and the being on stage came naturally. But when now I really fully can understand my purpose on a stage and on and off, I mean, this is one of the most magical art outlets that there is, 100%.
It really is, because, you know, I'm a musical theater kid, you know, and just a theater kid too. You know, I started straight acting and then was convinced to do musical theater and fell in love with it. But you get to be all of the things that, for a lot of us, you know, performers, dancers, and actors and stuff, what we were told to do, what we were learned to do, we suddenly get to be those things. I get to be my playwright, my costume designer, my makeup designer. You know, everything is on me, which is, a huge responsibility, but two, what power you have in that, that you get to really, truly develop fully these characters and say, hey, you know, I'm going to be a conehead for DragCon, and I'm going to make this whole character, and she's going to be beautiful and glamorous and silly and goofy and stupid and, you know, and the whole mix and everything, the music that goes with it, it really does kind of tell a story. Now, if the audiences get it in that 5 minutes, who knows? But it's okay because I get it. So, it's amazing. I love
and
it.
That's what matters.
Can't get enough of it.
Now, look, I am loving this diva-ness right here. But we're gonna catch a quick music break, and we will be back right here inside the Cozone on Rainbow Radio with Monroe Fitzgerald. Everyone, stay with us.
Walking down the street the other day, trying to distract myself, but then I see your face. Oh wait, that's someone else. Oh, trying to play it coy, trying to make it disappear, but just like the Battle of Troy, there's nothing subtle here. In my room there's a king-size space, bigger than it used to be. If you want, you can rent that place. Call me an amenity. Even if it's in my dreams. I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, oh. a bad liar. And oh, baby, there's me. Reality, actuality.
The Cozone. I'm your diva, Miss Coco Valentine. In case you are just joining us, I have my girl Monroe Fitzgerald with us tonight. You can catch our first segment on Blog Talk Radio / We Are Rainbow Radio online, and you're gonna want to listen to the little nuggets of wisdom that Miss Monroe fed us before the break, because let me tell you, we got real deep. We got real deep in here. And look, one of my favorite divas. So thanks for being with us here tonight, Monroe.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad to be here.
We are going to get into the lighter side of Monroe. I want to hear some stories, like the funniest or most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you in drag.
Oh, the many. Funny fact about Monroe, I'm just a huge nerd. You know, when I'm on stage, I'm Monroe, and I can kiki with the best of them and put on my big girl queen pants and hang tough. But I'm also just super nerdy and also very shy and awkward out of drag. So there's been many moments of like, just, you know, foot in mouth, saying silly things, going to the wrong dressing rooms. You can imagine all the embarrassment. I don't know, trying to think of the funniest thing that's ever happened to me. Gosh. I don't know. There's a lot.
The scene that you met that you were like, oh, Google.
Well, something that recently happened, it was pretty funny. I don't know if it's the funniest. It is very memorable, though, I will tell you this. I was backstage, and one of my best friends, Lucy, who travels with me sometimes, who's just kind of backstage assist. She'll take photos and stuff like that just to hang out, too, because I love her, and, you know, she's great to be with. So she was backstage helping me at a show in Knoxville called the Clam Slam. Shout out to my Clam Slam fam out in Knoxville. But she was helping me get into a look, and it was really tight, and I was having a really hard time getting the bottom piece up, and I was like, Lucy, girl, I really just need you to get back here and, like, hoist me into this thing, and I'm, you know, she's a pretty stout girl, so I was like, she's got me, we got this, we're going to get this look together. She, like, catapults me across the dressing room because I wasn't, like, you know, I guess grounded enough, and she's like, all right, 1, 2, 3, and she yanks these pants up, and I go flying across the dressing room. It's hilarious, and I squealed like the tiniest of baby micro pigs. It was hilarious, and the whole dressing room is just like rolling in laughter, and we finally got my pants on after a couple more tugs, but yeah, that was super funny. Also very embarrassing. I was kind of like super red underneath the like layers and layers of makeup. But there's a funny little story
right.
To put in your back pocket. If you're ever blue, just think of Monroe getting catapulted across the dressing room by her best
friend. Monroe was catapulted. Oh, my God. That is too funny. Whatever it takes to get the look on, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I mean, yeah, I definitely did. I had a little bump on my forehead, but girl, and nothing a little bit of like TV paint stick can't cover. So
right, right. slap that on there and you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
If there was any advice, I know there's some listeners out there who are thinking about doing drag or thinking about doing a pageant or just getting a start regardless. There's new fresh queens coming up. What kind of advice could you give them that you wish you would have told Little Monroe?
There's a lot. I wrote something down, but I don't think I'm going to say that. Instead, I think I'm just going to say to listen to your inner voice. We all have one. There will be a lot of people in this world, and this is really not just about drag, but there's going to be a lot of queens and kings and people that have been in this industry for a long time telling you what it is you need to do and how you need to do it. And of course you need to take that into consideration and really listen to what they say. Obviously check it out from their perspective, stay humble, ask for the critiques that you need to grow. But at the end of the day, when you lay down, you close your eyes, you need to know that what you put on the stage was truly from your heart. And that's where you're going to perform your 10, your top scores, your best interview you ever had, your best evening gown model you ever modeled, the cleanest talent you ever choreographed is all going to be when you listen to yourself and when you listen to your inner voice say, yeah, I know that's what everyone's telling you to do, but your heart says go with whatever the idea was. So that is my biggest thing. And it's really hard to do. Like, I need to put a mirror in front of my face while I say this. This is not easy stuff. But yeah, if you can at least remind yourself every once in a while that all of these opinions and critiques are very important and good to hear and to take in, to really soak in, but also don't forget that your voice is super important too, because without your voice, you know, you wouldn't even be doing drag to begin with. So, yeah, listen to your heart.
Listen. Hey, look, as so cliche as it is, like, I could not agree more. And honestly, you aren't the first person that I've interviewed on my show who has said the same thing. You know, in a world full of, look, I love how drag as a whole art form is becoming more and more popular. But there's a lot of people who are ready to recreate that look or recreate that performance. And I think it's a challenge for us to think outside of our box a lot when we're all so consumed in drag as a whole. But being original and staying true to what you want to do, especially when it comes to pageants, and stuff you even throw on the stage, I could not agree more, and I should totally be holding the hand, holding my mirror with my hand looking back at it, because I think you're right. That is, like, one of the hardest things to do, and listen to your own advice, because lots of people out there got opinions, girl. Lots of them.
They do.
And they're ready to ditch
them.
They
certainly do. They sure
and
do.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it, and I think it's important to learn and grow from those people who do have input. But at the same time, staying true to yourself and doing what you do best.
Yes. And I will add to that, though. I think there is there's a difference between listening to your heart and you know, kind of quietly saying, like, this, you know, I'm listening to everyone. I've quietly made my decision. And saying, like, oh, no, I don't have to listen to you. I've been doing drag for a whole year now. Or me, I've been doing drag for 4 years now. I don't need nobody. You know, that's not how you need to do it. That kind of attitude is just really going to be detrimental to you in the end. Stay humble. This is what I wrote down. Stay humble! !! Always ask for critiques. But it's true. Always ask
yes.
for critiques. It's so easy to get stale in this industry and boring and bored with yourself. Like, gosh, sometimes I really have been like, ugh, I'm sick of Monroe. I'm sick of her. I don't want to see another split for the rest of my life. Like, stop doing the splits, spin your hair. You know, you just get sick of yourself, honestly. And you don't know you know, you don't know what you can improve on necessarily if you're not asking your bartenders or your spot ops. Man, asking your spot ops is a great critique because they sit in that chair and they follow you around the stage. So they are watching every single number. And they know, like, hey, I've seen you do this same look basically in like a couple different numbers. Like, maybe you should switch it up. Maybe you should try wearing a gown, or maybe you should try wearing a short hair, or try wearing some different shoes, you know, like some perspective that you never would have gotten if you didn't ask. So speak up and ask for critiques, even if you're kind of afraid to hear them, because then again, if it's not something that you're necessarily okay with, you can always listen to your heart and say, thank you so much for your, you know, for your input. I'll think about it. So listen, stay humble, listen to your heart, ask for critiques.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, Monroe Fitzgerald with some more nuggets of wisdom for you all. Boom.
I love it.
I could not have said all that better myself. And I cannot thank you enough for hanging out with us here inside the Cozone tonight. You have been absolutely fantastic. For my last show to go with a bang, there's no one else I'd rather have on my show to celebrate and commemorate this wonderful thing that is Rainbow Radio. So shout out to Rainbow Radio. And thank you, Monroe Fitzgerald. You are amazing. And I love you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much.
Hopefully I see you soon, soon, soon.
Yes, I will see you. I will see you soon.
I need to go make a trip to Tennessee, hands down.
Please do. Please do. Girl, you always have a place to stay. So come up and
come
see us.
Knock on Monroe's door. Well, thank you so much for joining us here inside the Cozone. Ladies and gentlemen, we will cut to a quick music break. And when we get back, I have my BFF, Victoria, and my other BFF, Squirrel Friend, London Manchester. We're talking all things Gaga and maybe a little insight into how much fun we had at our Gaga show on Sunday. Stay tuned.
Another one. Another one. We the best music. DJ Khaled.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his wedges like he came from Maytag. Rock a wristed on the brown. When I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little dim down tonight. Cause I can do some things that I'm gon' do. Wow, wow. You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Cause you done beat it like the 68 Jets. Diamonds are nothing when I'm rocking with ya. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shining with ya. Just keep it white and black as if I'm your sister. I'm too hip to hop around, time to hit with ya. I know I get wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow.
I heard it got these other niggas going crazy. Yeah, I treat you like a lady, lady. Fuck you till you burned out, cremation. Make it cream, yeah, Wu-Tang. Throw that ass back, bouquet. Call me and I could get it too. I could tell you gone off the doors. Careful, mama, why would you say? You talking to me like your new bae. You talking like you trying to do things. Now that pipe gotta run it like she Usain, baby. You made me drown in it, ooh, touche, baby. I'm carrying that water, Bobby Boucher, baby. And you know I'ma slaughter like I'm Jason. Bust it, why you got it on safety? White girl red, sit on brown liquor. I probably shouldn't be around you. Cause you get wild, wild, wild. You look looking like it's nothing that you won't do.
What you won't do.
Hey girl, that's when I told
when
you.
I told you.
When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. Wow.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back inside the Cozone. I am your diva, Miss Coco Valentine, and I want to welcome y'all to my big grand finale as my last show here inside the Cozone with you all. But I have some very, very special guests with me tonight. Earlier, I had a little chat with my girl, Monroe Fitzgerald, the diva herself. So if you're just joining us, go ahead, look on www.blogtalkradio.com/WeAreRainbowRadio to catch the beginning of this. It's recorded. It will be here after the show is over. So thank you, Monroe, for hanging out this night. She's fabulous. She's great. Go back and catch it. But for now, I have two very special guests, my best friend, Victoria, and my squirrel friend, Miss London Manchester. So welcome into the Cozone.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
I literally could not be more excited to have two of my favorite people on my show at the same time talking about all things Gaga.
Well, thank you for having us. I'm so honored and I'm so excited to be with London on the other line, my fellow favorite drag queen.
It's true, everybody. Victoria is my best friend, literally been best friends since we were sophomores in high school. So what, like almost 10 years? But if you ask her who her favorite drag queen is, it's London. It's not me, her best friend, which I'm fine with it. But little funny saying goes that, you know, we all know who her favorite is, but it's whatever.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, I am honored to be here, and I am honored to be talking about the one and only Lady Gaga. I am just so upset that I could not join you guys last week at the concert.
Look, we had one of the most amazing times. We've both seen Gaga this is our third time, and our second
time
together. Yes, Victoria and I are huge, huge Gaga fans, and so we snagged our tickets to Houston. It was the closest she's coming to us, and let me tell you, we were in for some surprises of our life.
It was amazing.
Before we get into how amazing Gaga was, so of course, me being the diva that I am, when I was packing all my stuff to go for the concert, I threw in a wig, of course, and then I threw in another wig, and then I threw in a little ponytail too. I said to myself, okay, I would love to wear this wig and totally go in drag to my Gaga concert for the first time, but I really want my best friend to get in drag with me. So what do? I pack a wig for her, a wig for me, and a little ponytail just in case she tried to back out. But to my surprise, I got this girl in drag, y'all. My straight
yes,
ally
yes,
friend.
Yes, you did.
Tell us a little bit about
leave
it.
Leave it up to Coco Valentine to get me into drag.
What was going through your head when you saw that extra wig for you?
I honestly wasn't too surprised. I wouldn't want it any other way. I mean, you know, Gaga, she brings such a variety of people to all of her shows. So I knew I would fit in just fine. Wasn't too worried about it. Should have worked on my eyebrows. Should have made my eyebrows a little darker. But I had a blast. It was all good. Of course, we were rushing to hurry up and get ready. But I say we did pretty well for getting me in drag for an hour. We call it, Coco and I, we kept calling it halfway drag. We're halfway drag. So I can't wait to experience the full drag with you, Lisa. I mean, Coco, sorry. Coco, one day.
No, it's funny. I was looking at all of you guys' snaps and on your snap story, and it just, oh, my God, it looks like so much fun. And I think I first saw you in a wig, and I was like, what is going on? And then I saw Coco in her wig, and I was like, what? This is amazing. Like, it just looked like so much fun. Like, tell me, how was the concert? Like, I saw all the videos and everything, but just, like, how was it? Because Coco has not told me anything.
I told London I wasn't telling her anything about the concert until I had both of you on my radio show at the same time.
Oh, well, take it away, Coco.
So, first of all, we all love Gaga's fashion, right?
Of course.
Gaga.
Yes.
I mean, she had this amazing, spoiler alert, if anyone is going to see Gaga and doesn't want to hear or about anything, turn it off now or just turn a little lower and then come back and revisit us. But her stage was, I mean, it was Gaga.
Yeah.
I love Gaga as a performer because she gives you a full experience. You know, the stage was tilting, but the stage, she had her little pods, she had three little pods, 1, 2, 3, in their arena. And then these bridges would come up and down and connect the pods for her to walk to the different pods to perform on. I mean, it was like, it was a visual spectacular.
No seat in the house was a bad seat. She definitely worked the crowd, and she played a variety of songs from beginning to end, and it was just incredible. Her lighting, her outfits, her piano. Oh my gosh, that piano was absolutely gorgeous. I don't know. It's just, she's just, this is why I'm a fan. This is why I'm a Gaga fan. She never disappoints, and she always connects with the crowd. And, you know, she just, like I mentioned earlier, it's such a variety of people that are come to her show, but she just unites everybody into one. And it's really just, it really is such a beautiful sighting. It really is beautiful. And, you know, wearing that wig, more respect to you two, London and Coco. Man, my back was starting to hurt, so I took a seat back and started looking at everybody, and I was like, you know what? Like, this is why I'm here. Like, this is why I'm a fan, and she's just great. She's just really great.
Yeah, I mean, from all the videos that I've seen, like, on you guys' Snapchat and from a lot of other people of the concert, like, it just looked like such a great experience. And honestly, it seemed like she was so into everything. Like, she seemed like she was performing, and not to say that in the past, like, I haven't seen videos of her doing this too, but, like, it just seemed like this tour in particular, like, it seems like she's being very authentic in her performances, and it's so, like, it was so real and so, like, raw. And, like, just seeing her perform, like, at that piano and play, like, numerous songs on the piano, just how skilled to go from that into, like, full-out dancing and still singing, and, like, that is a performer. Like, wow. I was just in awe just watching videos of it. Like, I wasn't even there, and just watching videos of it puts me in awe because it's, like, this, she can do everything. Like, she, and no, it's not like she's a jack of all trades, like she can, like, be all right at everything. Like, she just excels at everything she does, and, like, that is so cool for you guys to go and see her in person, because there's one thing about her that I love, and it's just coming from a theater background, and I love the theatricality that she includes in all of her performances. And so I honestly have just very recently gotten so much more into doing her songs because I've recognized that theatricality that I never did before. And it has opened up so much for me as a performer to identify with. And then I feel so much more comfortable on the stage. One of my favorite performances, if not my favorite performance that I ever did, I just did on Halloween, and it was a It was a mix of Bloody Mary and Judas. And I was just in the moment. It was just, I felt it in my soul because I don't know why. It's just, what an artist to put out such amazing music and then be able to turn around and perform it just as amazing.
It really is such a beautiful sight.
You hit the nail on the head. And I think one of Victoria and I's favorite parts, when you said connecting to the audience, I feel like that's one thing both you and I, we make sure that we do. I feel like that's one thing that London and I do is really try to connect with the audience. I feel like that's something very important to us. And she does it in a way where she was sitting at that piano and she was just playing a little riff or whatever you call it. I don't know. And then it's talking. She's just like talking to the audience. I mean, her connection with the audience.
And then also, not to cut you off, just the fact how she's just really a truly a special human being. I mean, you know, this past August, we had Hurricane Harvey hit the Houston area, and luckily, you know, we weren't affected by it. However, Houston, of course, and surrounding areas, not just Houston, were very, very affected from, you know, flooding, you know, houses underwater. Well, she took the time before her show and went and helped a lady rip down her house and knock down the walls, put a sledgehammer to the walls, and she brought, you know, the lady's name was Pam. She brought Miss Pam to the concert and her family and dedicated songs to her and, you know, explained how inspiring Pam was to her and how it's just great to see how someone that inspires you so much is inspired by others, you know, just strangers. So, I mean, it's a possibility if I meet her one day, I could inspire her. And, you know, that's just what's great. I don't know how I would inspire her, but I'll figure it out real fast.
We will. We want to be Pam. Well, not be Pam, but we want to inspire you like Pam does.
Yes, we want to inspire you like Pam did, yes.
And look, it was really cool to see that, I feel like everything we're talking about can totally relate back to drag and bring people to our shows, et cetera, et cetera. So we were standing in the merch line, and Victoria overheard this girl say, so it's the Joanne World Tour because of her new album that just came out, Joanne. Heard some lady or girl, whatever, say, "Who's Joanne?" And while, you know, we not kind of took offense to it, but, you know, we're like, how the heck are you going to come to the Joanne World Tour and not know who Joanne is? But it's also, I thought of it in a different way as well of, wow, these people don't even know about the album and are willing to come and give her a shot. If you're going to, I'm all about making people new Gaga fans. That's kind of what me and Victoria like to do. But, you know, to have the power to bring people to a show not knowing who you're about or what you're putting out is a testament to just kind of the entertainer that she is. Like you said, she can do it all. She does, and she really does, and I think that's why we love her.
Yes, most definitely. Most definitely.
And those dancers were on point. Those costumes, I need every single costume in my closet. Shout out to Erilyn Roberts, who has been slaving away at all my costumes for my give up. This Friday at Corner Bar, plug in that. This Friday, Corner Bar, December 8th, I will be giving up my title as Miss Louisiana Diva US of A to some lucky diva. So I invite you. You still have time to get your packages together, ladies. There's still time to sign up. If you have questions, please, please, please message me, Darren Abels, or Hunter Down. We can get you a packet. Pageant starts at 10, so be there. The theme is mermaids, so come out and let me take you under the sea with me and my mermaid. Plugging that. So thanks, Erilyn Robert, for slaving away at my costumes. But moral of the story, I've got to get all of those Gaga costumes over to Erilyn in a pattern ASAP because I got to whip that up. Gotta whip them all up.
They're all beautiful.
Girl,
and
oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, London. You're fine.
Well, I was just going to say, I need them too, because I saw some of those. I mean, wow, just the jacket that's completely rhinestone, like the red cover-up, yes. Oh, my God.
We were freaking out. We were freaking out, and we were so close. We weren't on the floor, but we were close enough to where she's just that kind of person that just radiates whatever she's doing. And that's kind of like a goal of mine when I do drag is, or get on the stage, is to kind of radiate whatever I'm conveying to the audience. And look, she was beautiful at one moment, and then the next, not saying she's not beautiful, she just kind of like did this dark kind of thing, and then she went to like beauty queen to, you know, I'm a hardcore badass bitch. And look, that's an entertainer regardless, to be able to circle back through all those things, you know?
In her rhinestone boots. She wasn't, you know, she's, I don't know if any of you guys watched 5'2" on Netflix, but it was pretty depressing. I mean, I wanted a positive side of Gaga, but listen, Gaga, I mean, she has all of her sides, and it's great. I got to see one side of her, which I do not like to see, but she's a human being, and, you know, she broke her hip about 4 years ago. So now she dances in flats. I mean, she had boots, but no heel on them. I mean, granted, they're all bedazzled, and you honestly could not tell until Coco, of course. She was like, look what she's dancing in, flats. And I was like, you know what? She is. And, you know, I noticed throughout the whole show, you know, and more respect to her for respecting her body and, you know, wanting to stay on tour because she had to cancel for a little while due to her injuries. But, you know, she's back at it. She's doing the damn thing. And I'm just so thankful I got to see and witness it.
Yeah, you're so right. And I was actually talking to someone about that today. So every boot and shoe she had were flat. It was crazy.
Right.
And I slowly started to notice it. But, you know, in the sense of taking care of our bodies, I feel like everyone can hear that message. And, you know, I'm trying to practice what I preach. But, you know, sometimes as queens, we push our limits because we want to – we want to have the punt, you know. We want to get that extra kick inside of that performance. But sometimes you have to listen to your body. And if you're a good performer, you're still going to push it out no matter what. Right, Gaga? Moral of the story, we had the best time ever. I could not have asked. It was me and Victoria and First Lady, of course. First Lady was tugging along and let us go want our stuff at the Galleria and get really upset at the Kylie Jenner pop-up shop. But
hey, she wasn't tugging along. She was our chauffeur. She got us there and got us home safe in less than 24 hours. So she did it.
Shout out the First Lady, who is most likely listening to the show in the bathtub like she always does. So shout out to you, First Lady, in the bathtub with your bubbles. Look, I couldn't have asked for a better time seeing my favorite artist with my favorite girls, my favorite gals. And I'm going to circle back to it, and I know you don't want to talk about it, but I'm going to pull it out of you anyway. What advice would you have for anyone? Look, I know we did a little soft drag, half drag with you in a quick change time of all of an hour that we had to get ready. What would you tell anyone who is scared to take that leap or scared of, you know, what's on the other side of dabbling into drag? And I'm not saying, you know, we totally went into it, but it was a different experience for you regardless, outside of your normal self. And for me personally, when I started drag, that was one of the things, you know, going out in public and being a completely different person, but an enhanced version of myself, but, you know, a little crazier. What advice would you give anyone based on, you know, your experience on Sunday?
Right. Well, you know, I would honestly just go with the flow, you know, step out your comfort zone. If you do it once, at least you did it. If you don't like it, you do not have to do it again. It's something to experience. It's always fun, you know, just to throw on a wig and go out there and, you know, just pretend like someone you're not. I mean, you're still you. You're still, but nobody knows who you are behind, you know, behind the wig and behind the makeup. So, you know, just relax and enjoy it, and just have the time of your life. I mean, honestly, people, you guys know this. We only live once. So, if there was one thing that could make my best friend proud was to dress and drag with her that night, I mean, I had to do it, and I wouldn't want it any other way. So.
Yeah,
it was a good time.
Besides, if I would have met Lady Gaga, that would have been the highlight of my night. But the highlight of my night was definitely sharing a really cool experience with my best friend. Oh my god! Look, you guys.
Yes, it was great.
Victoria in London, I'm so happy that you guys joined me here inside the Cozone for my final show. Look, if you missed the beginning of it, everyone, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/WeAreRainbowRadio, and you can catch the full recording. We are, I'll let you, Victoria in London, say your little goodbyes, and after that, we will cut to a music break, and we'll wrap things up here inside the Cozone.
I guess I'll go first. Thank you so much, Coco, for having me. I have very much enjoyed talking about one of my favorite artists ever, and I am so proud of you for the journey that you've been on for the last year, and I cannot wait to see you give up your crown on Friday. And, thank you for letting me be a part of this ride.
Yes, Coco, thank you very much. And, you know, more respect to you, and you know, you inspire me, and you're just such a great individual, human being, and you make me so proud for, you know, stepping out of your comfort zone, because, I mean, you do it so naturally. You do drag so naturally, but yet it's still stepping out of your comfort zone, but people would never tell. And you have all the confidence in the world, and just more respect to you. Keep doing your thing, and thanks for having us both on the show.
You guys are going to make me shed a tear. I love both of you. Let's hit the commercial. I mean, a music break so I can go dry my tears real quick. Stay with us.
Okay, let's go do that.
welcome back here inside the Co-Zone. I'm your diva, Miss Coco Valentine, and I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me here tonight and for the past 12 months during my reign as Miss Louisiana. I want to thank Rainbow Radio and Ranson Royals, as well as Southern Hospitality Productions, for the opportunity for me to come in live with you every month for the past month and get to share for the past year. Sorry, London just corrected me. Every month for the past year, I could not have done any of this without y'all. And I won't lie to you, this was one of the hardest things I had to do, and I had to step outside my comfort zone and talk to my phone for an hour, pretending that all of you are listening. I know you are out there, so send some love my way. I have my give up as Miss Louisiana Diva US of A on Friday in Monroe at 10 p.m. So if you're around, come check us out. It's Secrets of the Sea. I will take you under the sea with me. it's going to be a great pageant. And as sad as I am to give up my title, I'm so excited to pass on such a great legacy. Hannah and Darren have been beyond amazing to me this whole entire year throughout my reign, as well as all of you have opened your arms and hearts and bar doors and car doors and everything in between for me to express my art to all of you and bring a little piece of cocoa to everyone. So thank you for tuning in and listening and being a part of the Co-Zone. With that being said, I'm out.